At the moment, a new strategy outlining the next couple of decades in the Kurri area. It's known as the Kurri District Strategy. And it's up for having... We can have a look at it at the moment. Having a look at that with us this morning, Kerry Hallett, the Chamber President of the Kurri Business Chamber. Good morning, Kerry. The strategy as it is at the moment, what are some of the things outlining in that for the next two decades of Kurri?
Good morning, Mark. One of the things they have highlighted is that Kurri is in a fantastic position for the future, where we already are the largest occupied industrial land in the LGA, and we're quite heavily featured in the Hunter 2036 strategy. So we have some really positive things going forward. Now we need to build on them.
Well, that is great news because we know Cessnock local government area is massive, and for Kurri to be at the front of that, at the forefront of that, is some good news. Are there some things that the Business Chamber have highlighted as some concerns in the strategy so far?
There are quite a few things, actually. Although Head and Greta, Cliffley and Mulbring are mentioned in there very, very loosely, they're not actually included in any of the strategy, and they're part of our outlying areas. People from there use us. So that was one of the things. Unfortunately, Cessnock Council seemed to look on Kurri as supporting Cessnock City or Cessnock Township itself and not as an area in its own right that is important.
Well, even though they are pretty close, they certainly are independent of each other, aren't they? Which would be good if they...
They always have been, yes. And we have had previous councils in the past who have focused purely on Cessnock and none of the other areas, which has been very sad in the past. This is actually our first plan we've ever had.
Well, that's something. That's a move in the right direction. And like you said...
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. And if council, regardless of any council, just focus on one part of their the local government area, that's great for that part, but the rest does get a little bit of a letdown. There are some community drop-in sessions, which we'll read out in a moment. I guess you'd be encouraging local residents to get along to some of those and voice their concerns?
We are. One thing I will say is that this has to be our plan, not council's. There is things in here that need to be addressed. Unless we speak up, they won't be. So just as an example, it's suggesting that we need a mural curator and guidelines. We already have that.
So
it's really disappointing for council not to know that.
Well, I guess you're right there. I mean, if they're going to do this massive strategy on the area, it would be nice to know the area. And it's a waste of time doubling up on things when we could be looking at some other factors as well. Kerry, I'll mention the drop-in centres and the dates. This Saturday at the Rotary Park in Kurri, 9 till midday. Friday, if you're in the Western Civic Centre area, 10 o'clock till 2. And Friday the 21st, back in the Rotary Park at Kurri. Kerry, good luck getting the feedback that you need for making Kurri the best it can be. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Yes, so get along to one of those if you've got some concerns or some thoughts on the future of Kurri with that district survey. 2NURFM, it is 25 past 10. Good morning.